The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, listeners. So glad you can join us here on Forever Young, featuring America's natural doctor. We are so happy to have you with us, whether you found us on SiriusXM, the traditional radio platform, or any of our great podcast platforms. We've been doing this for well over two decades. Our main missions of the show are always to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And to learn more about our show, visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can read our fantastic articles, listen, of course, to our past shows and podcasts, and we have some videos as well.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Dr. Mark, we get a lot of people going to our YouTube channel, Dr. Mark Stangler. Go and check that out when you get a moment. There's tons of videos, and videos that we've had on there for a couple years, fresh new content videos, but really short educational things, things on berberine if people are dealing with maybe diabetes, reasons why your hormones could be completely out of whack, or all kinds of different ways that people can make a little changes, whether it comes to their diets, modifications, adding in more greens food. So we keep you pretty busy around here, Dr. Mark.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just so many conditions out there that people are dealing with. We really try and give people the information on them so they know what's going on, how to deal with it, you know, all the major conditions, but even some of the ones that are not as common as well.
Yeah, and those sometimes are the ones that are causing the most issue. Because they are these mystery things that people don't even think could be happening within their health. We're going to share a lot of great information today. We have a wonderful show planned. A bigger topic, people in our world are dealing with some kind of joint-related issue to some degree.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one of the biggest concerns in our country, and at least 50 million people, maybe up to 100 million people, are suffering with joint-related issues. So when you have bad arthritis, joint problems, it can destroy your quality of life, give you obviously some major health challenges. So fortunately, we've got some really good solutions for this common problem.
We do get a lot of emails about people dealing with joint-related issues. And, you know, we're also seeing the incidence of that happening earlier and earlier than it used to be. I think when people would think about these things when they were younger, they kind of looked at it as somebody who was getting older or a senior issue. But even in the younger generations, maybe due to autoimmune conditions or things like that, we're seeing more people and even younger people dealing with that. So what do you think, Dr. Mark? Why do you think joint-related to the country are spiking? And what are some of the contributing factors?
Yeah, I think there's multiple reasons. I mean, I think number one, in terms of, well, a lot of the types of arthritis, especially the osteoarthritis, where you get degeneration of the joint, certainly one of the major causes is just weight. People being overweight over time, that's going to put more compression on the joints. It causes more inflammation. You know, that's a big one. Number two, the American diet. It's just very inflammatory. You know, high sugar, high carbs, maybe excessive animal products at times. It promotes inflammation. That includes inflammation of the joints. Number three, just autoimmune conditions because of our environment and toxins due to the diet, due to stress levels, autoimmune types of arthritis. And there's many, many different types of autoimmune arthritis where the body attacks your own connective tissue or joints, creating damage, pain, inflammation. These are some of the fundamental reasons as to why arthritis is becoming, you know, so common in our society.
Yeah, and it's not fun. I'm sure you have your hands full, the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. And again, if people want to learn more, they can visit your website, markstangler.com, to find out how maybe they can be a part of that. But Dr. Mark, let's talk more. I mean, you're seeing things like gout. Like, you hear about gout quite often. Would you mind just giving us a little bit of information on it?
Yeah, gout is basically where you get a buildup of a metabolite called uric acid, and that builds up in your joints. It crystallizes. And then that creates pain and inflammation in the joint. people often think of like gout in the big toe. You know, you got extremely painful, maybe swollen, red, big toe. But it can occur in other joints as well. For example, I've seen patients where it's in their elbows. I've seen patients where it's in their knees. So it can occur in other joints as well. So these people, some of them, you know, it's a genetic predisposition. They form higher levels of uric acid. They can still be treated even naturally. We know research shows that people have prediabetes and diabetes. They're also more likely to have high levels of uric acid and gout. People that consume a lot of high, or people that consume a diet very rich in animal proteins, like red meat, excessive amounts, seafood, maybe foods that are high in what are called purines, which you find in even things like spinach. So you got to get blood work done to see if your uric acid level is high, and then you can change the diet, get on a diet that's low in purines, so cut back on the seafood, other foods high in purines like some of the beans and spinach, for example. And then we use cherry extract, tart cherry extract, very effective in reducing uric acid and reducing gout. And some people drink the juice. I don't really recommend that. You have to drink a lot of it. It has a lot of sugar in it, which, as I said, can be a problem for building up uric acid. So we use extracts found in capsule or tablet form. People can take throughout the day. Very easy to do, very well tolerated. And that helps to bring the uric acid down. So if they do that, combined with the diet changes, drinking more water so the crystals from uric acid can't, you know, crystallize out so easily, you can get a lot of good results with gout. Most people, if they do that, they don't need to use the anti-gout medications
people are dealing with, in addition to the different types of arthritis that are out there. Can you tell us a little bit on some of the forms that you're seeing, maybe from highest incident to, you know, maybe lower incidence of rates?
Yeah, the one we see the most common by far is the osteoarthritis, and that's where you get the degeneration of the cartilage in the joints. In more severe cases, it's bone on bone. So people develop this from being overweight, from having injuries from sports in the past, maybe repetitive use at work, so to speak. Their diet can contribute to it as well. So usually they notice pain and stiffness in the joints, especially with overuse. That's what we see the most, and that actually is the easiest one to treat out of all of them. We can certainly, you know, work with their diet, get higher omega-3s. We can use things like fish oil, glucosamine, type 2 collagen, very specific types. And these people can help pretty well. If they got more severe cases, there are some regenerative injections we can use, injecting ozone, for example, injecting stem cells. So there are things that can be done for more severe cases. But yeah, that's the one where, you know, we see the best results, and it's the most common type. Next, I would say we have that whole big category of autoimmune arthritis, all these different types of mixed connective tissue disease, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, all these autoimmune conditions which result in the immune system attacking your own tissue, causing tissue breakdown, destruction, inflammation, and pain. And so these patients, we're always working to not only help them with their symptoms, but treat the root cause of why they have the autoimmune condition. And that can be very, you know, varied. It can involve the diet. It can involve having chronic infections they're not aware about. It can involve their microbiome being out of balance. A lot of inflammation arises from the gut, so to speak. Hormone imbalance is a big one, especially in the women. We do know that women, when they have hormone imbalance, especially the menopausal women, and some of the hormones get deficient, that makes them more prone to autoimmune types of arthritis.
But what about RA, Dr. Marr?
Yeah, that's one of the more common types of arthritis. And so with our patients, you know, if they have moderate to severe symptoms, they're usually on the biological medications from their rheumatologists to keep that inflammation under control, keep the joint erosion under control. Then what we're trying to do from our perspective is to, again, identify and treat the root triggers of why they developed the rheumatoid arthritis. As well, we're getting them on protocols with the diet, say with turmeric extract, fish oil, ways to reduce that inflammatory response. The goal, help their symptoms more, and B, give them the potential to not need these medications indefinitely.
Yeah, and I know we'll probably spend the entire next segment just talking about inflammatory factors, you know, calming the fire that lives within us on a regular basis. I mean, you have people just dealing with general joint pain, an achy ankle or a sore knee from something that they had years ago, maybe a skiing accident, a car accident, And then it kind of prevents them from doing things like going on a walk in their favorite park or taking their dog to the dog park or something along that. Or even as things get older and we get advanced in our lives, opening up a jar or even bringing in a bag of groceries. So these are things that we need to try to figure out how to calm that storm that's going inside our body. Right, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You know, people always think of inflammation as a bad thing, but it's not, in the sense that it is part of a normal immune response. So say if you have an infection, you want an inflammatory response. You get injured initially. You want an inflammatory response. This is how your immune system is trying to heal up the problem, help the tissue fight the infection. But when it becomes chronic, you know, unfortunately, it leads to tissue destruction and breakdown and pain. And that's where you run into problems, when it's not controlled properly. And we can control inflammation quite a bit directly through our diet, eating more of a plant-based diet, eating cold water fish foods like salmon, for example, sardines, which no one seems to ever eat when I talk to them. foods that are more alkalinizing, which are more the plant-based foods, getting off your food sensitivities, low sugar diet, getting on the correct supplements, which help control inflammation. Fish oil, probably number one. Turmeric, a good turmeric extract would be number two. These things are very effective. So there are ways to control inflammation naturally, which gives signals within our cells and our tissues to calm that inflammatory response down.
If you're having chronic inflammation that you're not getting under control, maybe we start walking differently and then that other leg can be affected, right? Are you seeing things like that, especially with different doctors at your practice?
Well, it's a good point, because one of the things we also look at with people, if they have chronic joint problems, we definitely look at their musculoskeletal system, so their muscles and spine. Because like you said, if you have imbalances in the muscles or you have imbalances in the spinal alignment, you know, and that includes things like your hip alignment, knee alignment, your feet and all that. So if you have imbalances there, you're going to have biomechanical imbalances. So like you said, when you're walking and you're sitting or doing exercise, whatever, you're creating undue stress on certain joints. And so a lot of these people, especially the people with the osteoarthritis, they need alignment. They need musculoskeletal treatment. They may need problems balancing out the musculature. They may need, you know, help with what exercises and stretches to do. They very often need some spinal alignment. That's things like osteopathic manipulation, chiropractic adjustments. These things can be very helpful for people. And so, yes, we definitely have to look at the structural, because if we just treat like the diet and use the supplements, they help. But if you got a structural issue, then you're going to miss a root cause, and the stress on the joint or joints is going to continue on, which means you're going to continue to deteriorate over time. So we don't want to just mass symptoms, we want to treat at the deepest level.
Great point. We're going to run out to a break. Learn more at America's Natural Doctor. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you, or search online.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation, talking all things joint health. We've covered gout, the different types of arthritis, autoimmune arthritis, RA, and more importantly, the role of inflammation in the body and how inflammatory factors aren't always a bad thing, but keeping it under control is a very important part of your health. Dr. Mark, you and I can never do a show without talking about food. Food plays such a major role in our life, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So often we are able to make food modifications in people's diet or maybe run a food sensitivity test to see what's going on. I ran one at your clinic, in 2020, and I found out that I was allergic to whey and I was allergic to oysters. Oysters I wasn't too concerned about because I don't eat those that often, Dr. Mark. But I was doing whey protein multiple times a day and wondering, wow, I just felt a little full. Maybe I had a little digestive upset, not to know that it was driving my inflammatory factor after a workout versus calming it down. So again, how much does diet really play a role when we're talking about these types of conditions?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the person, to be honest. It depends what the root cause is. But put it this way, virtually everyone can get some benefit by working on their diet because the diet obviously is providing the nutrients, you know, to our tissues, to our joints. And then our diet either is keeping inflammation under control or it's contributing to the inflammation. And that's why basically it doesn't matter what type of arthritis you have, you should be addressing your diet. I know I've addressed, you know, on AmericasNaturalDoctor.com, we've got articles and diets, for example, like how to alkalinize your body, what types of foods are more acidifying, which are more alkalinizing, based on actual published research, not just on, you know, theoretical issues. So we have that. I've given information out on a modified Mediterranean, it's very anti-inflammatory. We're getting the fruits and vegetables, the spices. You're getting some of the cold water fish. You're getting the olive oil. So this provides the high antioxidants to quell inflammation. And that includes, like I said, the omega-3s from the fish. It includes the omega-9s from the olive oil, the antioxidants from the herbs and spices, from the fruits and vegetables. And so, yes, people do have to address the diet. But, you know, what goes along with that, Kelly, would be the digestion. So if you have digestive problems like increased intestinal permeability or leaky gut syndrome, or you've got bugs in your gut that shouldn't be there, you know, bacterial overgrowth in the small intestine, parasites, these types of things, then you're going to have inflammation because inflammation overall generally arises from your gut, most of it. And so your microbiome is out of balance, your absorption is out of balance, and that can be a big contributor to chronic joint problems as well.
Absolutely. And I think people, it's amazing at times. We've talked so much about digestion. We've talked so much about the microbiome. I mean, 70% of your immune system resides in your gut, Dr. Mark. And so getting people to really understand, it's not that you can't have a little sweet treat or a little cake every now and then, but if you're eating primarily sugar, which most of our population is, we shared an article on the episode before this one, that people aren't getting hardly any fruits and vegetables in a day, how deficient we are in that. So if they're not getting those things, what are they eating, Dr. Mark? And when they're eating those things, what is it doing to our inflammatory response?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. So that's, you know, the key right there. The diet, the digestion, that's one way we know that we can really help people with controlling of inflammation. And so the inflammation not only comes from directly from the joint itself, but again, it's a systemic thing. The body's interconnected. So you get the diet on track, the digestion on track. That's generally going to help your joint problems. Now, for some patients, it's significant. We find some patients where you work on their diet, you work on their digestion, and they get significant improvement, you know, in their joint symptoms just doing that.
Right. And we know over, you know, the pandemic, people were consuming a lot more alcohol than previously. Maybe they had more time on their hands. Maybe they were depressed, making choices. Mm-hmm. What do you know about alcohol and the potential, one, to disrupt, you know, our digestive tract, but when it comes to any inflammatory response, if somebody is already dealing with an RA or an osteo or gout, is there something within alcohol that could maybe spur that on to start that fire a little bit more?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, basically, alcohol worsens inflammation of any kind. That's true. So if you're not doing well, I mean, really, the alcohol should be out of the diet for the most part until you're doing well, and then see how much you can tolerate. You got to remember, alcohol is a simple sugar, and sugar creates inflammation. Alcohol feeds candida and yeast, and so if you have problems in your gut with that, you're going to worsen that problem as well. So, yeah, we got to be careful with the alcohol in terms of feeding that inflammation.
Right, and another kind of conflicting question we get quite often, Dr. Mark, and I'd like to pick your brain about it, is we know exercise is fantastic for us, right? We want to make sure that we're finding an exercise program that is beneficial to us. Just because someone else in your life is maybe a CrossFitter doesn't mean that you need to become one. You could be a bike rider. You could be, you know, someone who does Pilates or something of that nature. But another thing, when we are exercising, even though you're doing good for the body, are you creating inflammation?
Yeah, good point. I mean, yeah, you've got to be careful the type of exercise people are doing. For example, like the osteoarthritis and the autoimmune as well. If you're doing too heavy of resistance training, you definitely could be aggravating the joint. So the more inflamed the person is in their joints, the more we want them exercising that has less resistance on the joints. For example, like swimming or even walking in a pool, for example. Other exercises where you get some light resistance with better flexibility as opposed to the more heavy-duty resistance training. So that's something where people have to be aware of that. They may need to use, you know, resistant bands and other things a period of time till their joints are doing better. So, you know, if your joints are getting worse during the activity and for a few days after, then obviously it's not a good match. You've got to switch your exercise program to be specific to what's going on with your joints.
Right. Those bands are so helpful. I remember when we had Dr. Angela Stengler on the show a few months back, her and I were talking about the importance. And I mean, these are things you can pick up on Amazon for 20, 30 bucks. You can get a 4-pack of bands. You know, tie it to something in your house, do some face pulls. I have reoccurring shoulder issues in my right shoulder just because of general wear and tear. I take all the great things. It tends to keep it all under wraps, you know, but I know if I'm going to do something different and I have that residual pain for a few days, that's not the way to go with it. So I hope that people will continue to listen to the program, Dr. Mark, and make some of these modifications, especially when we're talking about dealing with these joint-related issues. If you just worked out or played tennis for the first time in 30 years and you're a little bit sore, that's normal, right? I mean, that's a little bit of a uric acid that can dissipate.
Yeah, that's true. We do see people getting back in exercise a little too enthusiastic. You got to build it up over a period of about a month or two. So that's a good point, Kelly.
But do you think at times some opioids and the opioid epidemic are being encouraged a little bit more when some of these situations can be changed just by making a food modification or incorporating something to help with the inflammatory factor that people are dealing with?
Yeah, I mean, those kind of medications should be used very short term. And then the things we're talking about, the diet, the supplements, you know, the physical types of therapies, those will really keep you in good shape and reduce pain long term. So, yeah, some people need those things short term, but they should never be a long term treatment. The natural treatment should be really the focus for the indefinite long term treatment.
Right. And one of the things you offer at the Stengler Center for Integrative Medicine is ozone therapy. Is that ever used with in conjunction to these types of situations?
You know, ozone will use people have autoimmune conditions, can help reduce inflammation, especially if there's an infectious agent behind it. That can be very effective. Vitamin C is anti-inflammatory. That can be used as well to help people.
Great. Yeah, so when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the favorite supplements that you use in your clinic. I know we'll talk fish oil. We're going to talk about some of your other favorite ones, your joint product, your turmeric product. So people can go and learn more. We have a wonderful store. You can get directly to there from the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's a button on the top that says shop, or you can go to the website itself. It's drstangler.com. Again, STENGLER, drstangler.com. And click on the section that says bone, joint, and muscle. There you'll see the fish oil, you'll see the joint plus, and also the turmeric MSM wellness. For the listeners of our program, if you use the code MARK, you can get 15% off of those three following products this week. But again, use the code MARK, M-A-R-K, and you can get 15% off the three products. In the meantime, take some time to go through the health breakthroughs. On there, we have tons of information. You have a great article, not only on holistic therapies and why they're so helpful versus mainstream. You have some regenerative injection therapies that you reference in there. And also a great article, if I'm remembering, on MSM, which people can go and look at that as well. As content is key to be able to work in your life, you can read all this great stuff by going to our website. That website is americasnaturaldoctor.com. But stick with us when we come back. More on your health.
If you're a regular listener of the show, you hear us talk each and every week about the importance of supporting the immune response. One of our top choices in helping us to do that is by incorporating wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm. Wild oil of oregano gets its many benefits from carvacrol, an active ingredient found in oregano. Carvacrol and other naturally occurring oregano compounds can provide antioxidant support, immune support, and may be effective against bacterial and fungal infections. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm is a Mediterranean-sourced, organically grown liquid supplement. Rosemary is a rich source of antioxidants, circulation support, and has anti-inflammatory compounds. Wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract from Future Farm contains a natural honey flavor, so it tastes delicious. Learn more at myfuturefarm.com or call 888-841-7216. That's myfuturepharm.com.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation today, talking about joint-related issues. We've covered foods you may want to avoid, foods you may want to incorporate, maybe exercise. If you're exercising and doing maybe some kind of a protocol that's causing and encouraging more, maybe looking at a different one to calm that fire that's occurring inside. Dr. Mark, we talked a little bit about some of your favorite go-tos that you like to use in your 27 years of experience with your patients at the Stangler Center for Integrative Medicine. Let's talk fish oil. I mean, if I was on a desert island, I have my three that I would go to when we're talking about joint-related issues. Number one is fish oil. Is that something you're in line with?
Yeah, we use a lot of fish oil at our clinic for a couple reasons. We do blood work. We find a lot of people are deficient. It's surprising how many people are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids. And of course, if you want to control joint inflammation, if you want to be able to lubricate your joints nutritionally, you've got to have these omega-3 fatty acids. So yes, we do use our fish oil plus product very frequently with patients. We find their blood levels go up very well, and people get a reduction in their joint pain and inflammation.
Yeah, and I like your fish oil plus, Dr. Mark, because it's special. It's not just a run-of-the-mill fish oil. You have really great balance with absorption rates when it comes to EPA and DHA. And that's the most important part. When you're going to take some type of a supplement, you're taking it out of need, so you want to make sure you're absorbing it properly. And some fish oils out there, there is an absorption issue.
Yeah, there's been some research on the one we use. It's a patented form of absorption. And it has about three times the absorption of other leading fish oils. So it's very, very impressive. The other thing with our fish oil, Kelly, it's enteric-coated. That means it's got a harder coating on it, so it doesn't open up in the stomach. So you're not burping it up during the day, which some people experience when they take fish oil. It will open up in the small intestine where the absorption takes place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have had that happen before, and I do not like that. I don't think many people do. So, you know, that's a really good reason why you're putting these different technologies and these formulations together. And again, when we're looking at somebody, say they're not taking fish oil, what would you suggest? Is there a number they should try to get to each and every day, or an amount? What do you have to say with that, Dr. Mark, especially if there's someone that's not eating fresh cold water fish each and every week?
Yeah. Well, typically with our patients, we find the average patient takes about 2 capsules a day of the fish oil plus. Now it lasts them a month. Now, if you have an inflammatory condition, again, you know, your arthritis is flared up, your joints are stiff and achy, we will often use 4 a day. In real severe cases, we'll do 6 a day to get that inflammation under control. And then once they're doing well, say after a month or two, we will then just go back down to more of a maintenance dose. So that's typically how I dose it with patients.
Yeah, that's great. And there's so many other benefits other than just our topic today. Fish oil, ocular health, cardiovascular health. I mean, so many reasons you would want to make sure you're getting in a good quality. Now, another thing that you formulated, Dr. Mark, is your high potency joint plus. And that's something that I know that people are very impressed. People order it all the time from you. Tell me why. Why do people find that it helps so much? And why did you put this product together?
Yeah, we've used it for quite a while, a number of years. We get really good results with it. I think the reason people do well with it is because we're using doses of the things which have shown in studies to actually help, you know, the arthritis. So, for example, the glucosamine is at the 1,500 milligrams, so it's a very therapeutic amount. We use a type of type 2 collagen shown in published studies to actually help osteoarthritis, including osteoarthritis of the knees. So one of the things with collagen, you know, collagen is becoming very popular. However, the knock on collagen is a lot of collagen products, the molecules are too large to absorb through the small intestine. So this is one of the few forms that has published studies showing it actually gets into the joints. They actually do these radioactive tracer studies showing it can get in and does get into the joints where you need it to help with support of the joints. So those are two things right there that make it very successful. There's also then the high-quality Opti-MSM, which is a natural anti-inflammatory, grapeseed extract, which is anti-inflammatory. We've got the Mariva turmeric extract, very highly absorbed to reduce inflammation. We have some other synergistic things to reduce inflammation. Green tea extract, pomegranate extract, ginger root powder is anti-inflammatory. So you can see why just 3 capsules a day, we get a very, very high response rate for people that have osteoarthritis.
Right. And for the absorption, is that why you added, again, people pronounce this differently. They either say bioperine or bioperine. What was the, normally you'll see that in turmeric formulations. Is that like that black pepper extract that will help with absorption? Why did you add that, Dr. Mark?
Yeah, you're right. That is to help absorption. Turmeric is notorious for absorbing it very highly in the gut. And so the bioperine does greatly enhance the absorption, so you can get it through the gut, into the bloodstream, and into the joints, of course.
You also have the turmeric plus MSM wellness, which is a great little 1-2 punch when it comes to not only the absorption rate, but the retention rate as well, because you're using pure whey C. Let's talk a little bit about that, Dr. Mark. Adding vitamin C, as you alluded to in the segment before, when we're talking about joint-related issues.
Yeah, good point. Well, a lot of people are familiar with how turmeric is just a great herbal extract to help with inflammation and pain. And studies continue to show that. And so when someone is having pain and stiffness, inflammation, you know, a good turmeric extract like ours, which is about 29 times more bioavailable than standard turmeric, you can really get that inflammation down quickly. Just even two capsules a day, or if it's really bad, you can go up to two twice a day. We can get that inflammation down. A lot of people, even within a few days, can notice a difference. And so, you know, our turmeric and MSM wellness is very, very potent. And then we have some MSM in there, which is anti-inflammatory. And like you said, the vitamin C, like a time-release vitamin C, which a couple of things. Vitamin C is anti-inflammatory, but it also is a building block of making cartilage and connective tissue. So we have to remember that. It's a building block of cartilage and connective tissue, and it's an antioxidant, so it helps to prevent tissue damage.
Right, and we knew all the antioxidants we can get. I mean, all the free radicals that are in our environment and everything else that we're kind of dealing with, you know, it's always great to just make sure. And then with that 12-hour retention rate, as you mentioned, with the vitamin C, and these are all things that, one, you formulated and you're using in a clinical setting, which is very important. You're taking blood tests on your patients, right? And then you're putting these protocols together, whether it be a diet modification, at times if needed, you know, more medical prevention, or taking these supplements, and then you're retesting and you're seeing a difference in the markers. And that's the important part, Dr. Mark.
Well, that's true. I mean, you can have all the greatest studies in the world, but if you're not seeing it repeatedly with patients, seeing the actual improvement objectively, you know, how the joint swelling is, how the inflammation is, how the blood markers are, and of course, how the patient feels. If you're not seeing those things improve, who cares what the studies show? The studies just kind of direct us to what we should look at using, and then we confirm that. And that's what we do. These formulas basically have been confirmed. They've been confirmed over, you know, thousands of patients, seeing a very consistent response rate in alleviating their joint pain, stiffness, inflammation.
Great point. You're such a good partner in health, Dr. Mark. I appreciate you so much. I mean, 27 years you've been doing this. You've helped so many families. You formulated so many great products. And again, that's the most important part. How can people implement things in their life to make things easier on their body and easier on their mind in a way. So people can go and learn more. We have a wonderful store. You can get directly to there from the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com. There's a button on the top that says shop, or you can go to the website itself. It's drstangler.com. Again, STENGLER, drstangler.com. And click on the section that says bone, joint, and muscle. You'll be able to see the three products we highlighted there. You'll see the fish oil, you'll see the Joint Plus, and also the Turmeric MSM Wellness. For the listeners of our program, if you use the code MARK, you can get 15% off of those three following products this week. But again, use the code MARK, M-A-R-K, and you can get 15% off the three products we highlighted. If you get lost and you're driving and you can't remember all this stuff, remember to go to America's Natural Doctor, click on the radio section. Not only can you learn more about what the products we highlighted today, but you can learn more about some of our fantastic partners in health, whether it be Clear, Kyolic, or Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We hope you will join us every single week and share this with your friends and family with the free content that we provide and have been providing for well over two decades. Again, Dr. Mark, always fun to be with you. Appreciate the content you share here each and every week.
Oh, thank you, Kelly.
Absolutely. And listeners, do yourself a favor and sign up for the health breakthroughs on the homepage of americasnaturaldoctor.com and follow us on YouTube if you prefer to get your video content that way. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.